Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Greg Giraldo!
Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thanks. I better not suck. New York City. This is great, man. I love living here and doing shows here. Shit, the characters that we see in this city every single day. I was in a subway the other day, and there were these homeless guys singing a cappella. Happy as shit. They're homeless, singing a cappella, shaking a cup. I thought, how did these guys even meet? You know, it's hard enough to form a band when you have a house and a phone and all that kind of shit. How do you bump into other a cappella enthusiasts when you're out there on the homeless trail? You think you're just sitting around the shelter one day? I need some crack. Me two, me three. Whoa. People talk to each other in this city in a way that is just not normal. I was stopped at a light the other day. These two guys are unloading a truck. One guy looks at the other guy and goes, Hakuna Matata, motherfucker, from the motherfucking Lion King. Hakuna Matata, motherfucker. What could have possibly preceded that part of the conversation? What kind of what's your favorite Disney cartoon song debate ends up with Hakuna Matata and motherfucker in the same sentence? That must have just built all day long. You know, nah, that song sucks, man. I like the other one for that. They're under the sea, under the sea. Nah, man, Hakuna Matata. Don't be a fucking pussy, all right? It's under the sea. Hakuna Matata, motherfucker. I was in a subway the other day. This guy screams across the tracks. He goes, Yo, Monica! Yo, Monica! Yo, you got AIDS, yo! And I thought, wow, that's how they tell you? That Michael Moore is right. We have the worst fucking healthcare system. Up in Canada, they call you up probably, right? Maybe an email or something. They don't just hire a Puerto Rican kid to scream across the tracks. What kind of shitty way is that to get health news? Yo, Greg, your cholesterol's high, son. Thank you, Hector. Thank you for taking time out from your busy schedule of barbecuing on the shoulder of the Cross Bronx Expressway and bringing me up to speed on my health status. You have the Puerto Rican Day Parade here in New York every summer. That's pretty exciting, right? Everybody's so proud of their ethnicity in this city. All over the country, people are so proud of what they are. What are you? What are you? But here in New York, you gotta have parades every 2 hours in the summer, you know? Everyone's proud. They gotta march to show how proud they are, you know? It's like 5 hours of gridlock every weekend because it's the Albanian patron saint of cabbages, High Holy Feast Day or some shit. You got to sit there waiting forever. You're missing your appointments because five fat guys in sweatsuits have to walk a paper mache cabbage god up and down Fifth Avenue. The Puerto Rican Day Parade, though, is great. That is a great parade, the Puerto Rican Day Parade. But you never hear the good things. All you hear is the negative things. But what about the positive, empowering messages, particularly to women, that come from that parade? You know? Like, you're never too fat to wear a tube top. I think that's a message that has to be heard. Because, you know, you always hear that girls feel bad about their bodies because they have to compare themselves to these anorexic actresses and everything. But there seem to be girls out there in that parade that don't, you know, they seem immune to that shit. I don't know. They're like, my sit looks good, you know. And even if they're 300 pounds, they don't have to rule out the denim micro mini skirt. They hop on the back of their boyfriend's ninja motorcycle with their asshole hoisted up in the air. Thong is sticking out. It's not even one thong. It's like three thongs all knotted together. Yeah, it's an amazing, amazing city. People are so crazy and resilient. The plane crashes here in the Hudson River. Plane crashes in the Hudson. In the rest of the country, this is like a heroic deed, you know? Here in New York, like, what the fuck? Something is traffic, some dude.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?